Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
LSSQ with Alabama News Network. Montgomery police are investigating a shootout between two cars. Police responded to a call in the 700 block of Perry Street about two vehicles chasing and shooting at each other. Officers located the cars and took two people in for questioning. No charges have been filed at this time. You can now bid on state and federal surplus property more often. The Alabama Department of Economic and Community Affairs announced the public surplus property auction will now be online and year-round starting this month. The department has about $50 million in inventory at any given time. Items include vehicles, furniture, tools, cell phones, and much more. And today, Alabama State University turns 152 years old. It was founded July 18, 1867 by nine freedmen, all former slaves. Over 200 12th grade ASU summer sky cap campers were there to help celebrate along with the public. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Much of this country, at least 28 states, bracing for this dangerous heat. More than two dozen states under heat alerts straight through the weekend.
The decision by Massachusetts prosecutors to drop the sex crime charge against Kevin Spacey.
President stood satisfied as a rallying cry of send her back echoed through a North Carolina stadium.
So Representative Omar. Send
Joaquin El Chapo Guzman was sentenced to life in prison.
President Trump and Jeffrey Epstein at Mar-a-Lago in a room full of cheerleaders. The video shows them partying like pals.
Federal prosecutors in New York ending their investigation into the hush money payments to Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal.
A fun and hugely popular app developed in Russia is prompting some new warnings here.
Something called FaceApp. You agree to the transfer and storage of your information in and to the U.S. and other countries.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. See a law enforcement officer, give them a big thumbs up as a thank you for the work that they do. Something that Jack Alessandri started, I think about a year ago, and it's a Every time I see an officer on a Thursday and I do that, they thumbs up me back. And that's good. I like that. So they're feeling the burn there. They're feeling the good news there. Can you minimize that and let's go back to the clips and I'll do the, well, I don't know. Let's do this. Let's do this focus group here. This is a, it's kind of caught CNN a little off guard here. Trump is a group of Republican women voters. Trump's right that AOC and friends hate America. And this is something that was on CNN. We may have to stop it during the part of it, but listen in.
Donald Trump can do to shake these eight Republican women from here in Dallas, Texas. They are still diehard supporters, still on the Trump train. And even in this most recent controversy, they feel that these congresswomen are racist and Donald Trump still has their full support. How many of you don't think what the president said was racist? Raise your hand.
These eight Republican women from Dallas don't see anything wrong with President Trump telling four Democratic congresswomen to go back where they came from.
He was saying that if they hate America so much because what we're seeing out of them and hearing out of them, they hate America. If it's so bad, there's a lot of places they can go.
I'm a brown-skinned woman. I am a legal immigrant. I agree with him.
You don't think that's racist to say
no,
that?
Not at all.
No. Actually, I think it's it's a demonstration of how their ideology spills over. Even though they're American now, so to speak, they're acting American.
I'm glad that the president said what he said because all they're doing is they're inciting hatred and division, and that's not what our country's about. It's not about that at all. And
but
I don't.
Isn't that what the president does with some of his own comments? His own racist comments?
But he didn't say anything about color.
We know the president is not racist. He loves people from, you know, Hispanics to black people all across the board.
Let me just share with you the definition of racism from Merriam-Webster Dictionary. A belief that race is the primary determinant of human traits and capacities and that racial differences produce an inherent superiority of a particular race. Based on that definition, do you not think what the president has been saying to these
people? No, he dated a black woman for 2 years. Two of his wives are immigrants. He is not a xenophobic racist.
If the first black billionaire is endorsing President Trump, how can you call him racist?
So these congressmen who said they ran for Congress, ran for office because they explicitly love this country, you're saying that's a lie.
So yes.
You're saying they hate this country.
Yes.
You ever brought these questions up? It's plainly that they're very manipulative to accuse as a... instead of extracting the truth.
It's a tactic.
Because when you say, you know, don't you think he's racist? You're accusing us. You're accusing him.
I'm not accusing. I'm asking you what
you
think.
But you can tell. It's irrelevant. It has nothing to do with the real issue. It has nothing to do with the premise of the issues here.
Exactly.
And whenever
the color of the four.
Why do you keep bringing it up?
Do you think it's just a coincidence that these four congresswomen that the president is going after, none of them are white?
Exactly.
I don't think it matters. It's idiotic what they're saying. So it doesn't matter whether they're white, man, woman, brown, yellow, anything.
I wish that there was a white one that why are they not racist? How come they have befriended one of their white female congresswoman colleagues and let her join
because they won't.
That's a good point.
They don't like white people. Come on. They're racist.
Positive. How many of you still plan to vote for President Trump?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Well, that was interesting.
That was interesting. And if you listen to Joe Scarborough, that the group of women right there is exactly those not supporting him are the reason Donald Trump's going to lose. Mm-hmm. And what they're doing is they're going to the 2018 model and they're looking at the white suburban voter who did not vote Republican in that election or did not go out to vote, one of the two. And that's when you look at the numbers, that's where those numbers came from, where they basically blew up the 41 congressional districts that were out there that got flipped over to from Republican to Democrat. But it had a lot more to do with the fact that Dana Roybacker had just been there forever. I mean, he had been there since 1988 as a member of Congress, and Duncan Hunter had his own kind of problems that were there. But when I talk to folks, and particularly the white female suburbanite type person, they're firmly still with Trump, particularly. And here's the key is, do they go to church now? If they go to church and they have family that's within any kind of reasonable distance, they're a Trump supporter and probably a stronger Trump supporter. It's more, you know, an incensed minority groups and more the intellectual elites that that are don't like Trump. But I'm not sure those people are going to show up in the kind of droves that they think they're going to show up.
Well, what's also interesting is there are a lot of people who are traditionally liberal and Democrats who, like, hear the way Trump talks and they can cite things in their own life talking like that. Like, it's new wave of, you can call it political correctness, whatever you want to call it, where people are kind of like, I've never even, we make jokes. I mean, people talk about the world and talk about their experiences in the world. And now this sort of accusation of racism, it's not just about racism. It's about party politics and partisan
about philosophy.
Yeah, and so it's become this, like, anytime the question's asked or the accusation's made, it's not just about the words and the issue of race. It is now this package deal of, do you, you know, the next question, if they had said, yeah, it was racist, he's a racist, well, do you still support him? That's, I mean, that's where this is going. It's why we're even talking about it. It's politically kind of a cynical political tool.
Well, and we got to get back to the story of that. It's not about race. It's about philosophy. And I may still have it. I'm not sure. I may still have the Bill Bennett piece that I downloaded. It's fascinating. Well, he does a good job with it.
I do have to say, I think some of this is a reaction to the president's tactics and the president's style. Donald Trump isn't sort of this, you know, William F. Buckley conservative coming out and talking
aggressive
about philosophy. Yeah, he likes throwing bombs. And so the left is kind of responding in kind with their own unique ideology and perspective. And I think it's why he keeps winning so much, Dan. We're going to win more than you get tired of winning. And I mean, I didn't like the tweet. I didn't like what he said. I didn't like the, you know, send her back chants last night. But I also can say that and go, well, I don't like the squad either. Like, it's just a weird time in American politics, though, where all these questions are very much loaded by people's, they're not, people out there voting are not dumb. And the media treats them like they're dumb. We can get you with a single issue or moral outrage and sway you from your support, and it's not how it works. They're wise to the game being played by the media and all the politicians.
Let's go to Senator for North Carolina, Tom Tillis, and he's going to be asked about the rally last night.
Could you imagine what it could have been if we didn't have the witch hunt? You said it. I won't say it because it's a terrible word. So I will not say that this guy said, if we didn't have the bull. That's right.
That came early in the night, the president ripping the Russia matter, telling that big crowd in North Carolina he could have gotten a lot more done if not for that probe. My next guest was there last night, North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis, member of the Judiciary Committee. Give us a sense of the room last night in Greenville, North Carolina first.
Well, there was a lot of energy. In fact, I rode with the president in the motorcade from the airport, and the streets were lined with supporters. And In the venue, there was a lot of great support for President Trump, and I think the president did a good job of trying to cut through some of the media obfuscations and make a case to the American people.
What do you think about the point he was just making there, making the case that if not for the Russia matter, we'd be a lot further along now? Where would we be?
I think he's right. I think that my colleagues in the House are really trying to beat a dead horse. The special counsel concluded there was no collusion and no obstruction, and yet if you look at their committee calendars and what they're doing over there, it has nothing to do with productive results for the American people. It has nothing to do with job creation. It has nothing to do with lowering the cost of health care. It has everything to do with their fixation on what I do believe the president appropriately calls a witch hunt. They searched for a witch. They didn't find it. Move on.
News on 93.1 FM, Dan Moore Show on a Thursday. Reminder, this hour is brought to you by Brubaker Motors on the Eastern Bypass Preble location. Go by and see Dick Brubaker, Don Rickard. Tell them that you're a Dan Moore Show listener. brand new cars and trucks, and they got them. Go by and see them. See what they've got. They've got great prices, great interest rates right now, great value. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan and Joey. How are y'all today?
We're very good. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing fine. No complaints. Guys, you know, America is pretty much sick of it now, I believe. I understand that everybody wants to talk about Trump's tweet and this, that, and the other, and the whole nine yards. But guys, let's not remember what these people's been doing since the Saul coup start. Okay? And people in this country have been watching all this stuff go on, even the stuff with the Jesse, I forget his last name, the one that...
Smollett.
Smollett and everything else. America is sick of it. I don't think that either party is really getting it. I know Donald Trump knows exactly what he's doing, and he knows exactly where the American people, and when I say American people, I say people who love that flag and that loves their country and then loves their military and their president. I'm not talking about the rest of these jokes. These are the biggest racist, hypocrites, biggest in the whole country. They'll be the first ones to step up and say, I'm a woman of color, I'm a man of color, or whatever. Well, you know what? What is that color? What are you actually talking about? Are you so ignorant that you don't know that black, brown, white, yellow, green are all colors? These people are the biggest idiots, hypocrite, racist people in this country. Donald Trump ain't spoke one racist word. I don't care what these people think. This is a civil political war, and we will defeat these people. So you just let them run around and cry foul and this and that, but just remember what they did to the Supreme Court. Just remember what they did to our president. Just remember what they did to our country.
Well, I want to tell you something. If we get into a situation where Trump's got another Supreme Court pick, you are going to watch the Democrats' heads explode.
Dan, I'll be quite frankly with you. I don't care if their heads roll right off their shoulders today. It's the collateral damage that they're causing this country and the neglect and the downright out not caring what they do to this country doesn't call for me to give 1 ounce of care to any of these people. I and the American people, I think I speak for a lot of them out there. I'm fed up. I don't care what they say. I'm voting for Trump, and I hope he gets everything, and they all lose, because not only are we going to make America great again, as we've done, but we're going to cement it so tight that there ain't nobody going to be able to break through it with a cement hammer. This is beyond toleration, and there is no more crossing the aisle with these people, in my opinion. It's nothing but we must defeat these people, we must put them down, and move forward, and that's it. And I'm glad that the four idiots are out there spewing all that out and not trying to hide it. And I say amen to that. I think Donald Trump and the American people had a great time last night. I see some things about Betsy Ross shirts being sold, and I think the American people, if you look at certain signs, the American people are fed up. And I think the 2020 election is already over. And it's just a matter of time to get in there. That's my own opinion. We'll see, Dan.
And the fullness of time, my friend.
Yes, we will. And, you know, I say this to everybody out there. If we wasn't winning, they wouldn't be mad. If they was winning, they would be glad. So just be happy.
Now you said something really important there. I agree with that philosophy. I wish you have a great day, my friend. Clint, hang on. Coming back to you right after this.
I want to break free.
Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Randy, why do you plant a garden?
Well, I raise a garden with my family every year, and it's just kind of in my blood.
Well, what if you don't know how to raise a garden?
Well, that's when you come to Prattville Farm Center, because we have the seed and the supplies and the knowledge to help you whether you're an old hand or just starting out.
So come get your family garden started today at Prattville Farm Center.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and like them on Facebook.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Pig Enterprises ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Pig Enterprises. Pig Enterprises, get a squeal of a deal. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. From Pig Enterprises and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I have a picture pinned to my wall. An image of you and of me, and we're laughing with love at it all.
2729228, that's where we are.
Look at our life now. All tattered and torn.
Let's go to the phones, let's go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
A good day, sir. How are you?
I'm really good, and you today?
Good, until you open your show up. Then every time you open your show, I get hungry.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Yeah, every time. But that's cool. I like your recipes. I write them down. When you give them out.
Oh, I like that. Good.
So, I'm going to try the peaches.
Peaches are really good.
Yep. Never done that. So, I would just like to echo Rodney's call.
Okay.
Yes, sir. You know, he's a good guy. I love his calls. He makes good sense to me. And I agree with that man 100%. And it's good to give somebody attaboy, you know, some of your callers.
Absolutely. You
know? Yes, sir. You have good callers. And I may not be that good, but I call. I listen. So.
As long as you're listening, as long as you're plugging in, then I'm a happy camper.
Yeah, me too, sir. And thank you for your job that you do, and Joey Clark.
The great Joey Clark.
Yeah. Sir?
Y'all are too
good. The great Joey Clark.
Great. I don't know about that.
No, that's closer to the truth, Clint. There it is.
I have to figure that one out. You know, I don't know what great is. So. But I agree with Rodney, and What has the Dems done, Mr. Morris, last 2 years, as far as helping the country, passing bills and helping the economy? What have they done?
They really haven't done very much. Now, yeah, they've been in power since November of 2019, so it hadn't been quite 2 years yet.
And they haven't done one thing.
Well, they haven't done anything notable, let's say.
No, I buy that. The only thing they worry about is investigations into the president. And that's a shame. They're there to help the country, and they're not doing that. I wish I'd get back on Sweet Creek, but I can't, so...
But you can wait another...
90 days.
90 days.
Yes, sir. That'd be good. I go down there anyway, so it's good. All right, sir. I just want to give you my opinion and tell Mr. Rodney, if he's listening, I support that man 100%, and I think he's 100% right.
Yeah, I think it would be interesting to do a story on Rodney on something like Fox.
It would be good.
Because, I mean, I get to know people over the air from talking to him on the phone, and Rodney is very sincere in what he's saying. He owns it. He believes that. Everything he's saying is coming from his heart, and those kind of people are the kind of folks that make great stories.
Yes, sir. And I agree. I agree with that 100%, sir. All right, sir. Have a great afternoon. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks, Glenn. Thanks for calling. 272-9228. We're going to go to a break. Coming back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
I have a picture pinned to my wall, an image of you and of me, and we're laughing with love at it all. Look at our life now, tattered and torn. We fuss and we fight and delight in the tears that we cry until dawn.
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Fox News, I'm Jessica Stone. Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, a member of the so-called squad, calls President Trump a fascist. He just responded in the Oval Office.
I think the Congresswomen, by the way,
should be more positive than they are. The congresswomen have a lot of problems.
During his rally Wednesday, the president made no effort to stop the send her back chants about Omar. No bail granted for financier Jeffrey Epstein charged with sex trafficking underage girls, some represented by attorney Sigrid McCauley.
We're thrilled today with a ruling by Judge Berman.
Prosecutors had argued that Epstein should remain in jail because he has the means to flee. Epstein's attorneys say he's willing to use $559 million as collateral. And federal prosecutors will not file charges in the investigation of illegal hush money payments set up by President Trump's former lawyer ahead of the 2016 election. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. If you need rain at your house, the rain chances will gradually get a little better over the next few days. Still random, and still some towns will get skipped. Today, another hot day with a high in the middle 90s. Triple-digit heat indices again. There'll be some random scattered thunderstorms for a few lucky towns. They'll fade out tonight, overnight low 76. Then tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, even better chances of showers and thunderstorms. Just more to go around each day with high temperatures in the low 90s, and showers and storms become likely by Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Okay, boys and girls, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Kim. Hey, Kim, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. How are you today?
Well, I'm getting better.
That's good.
Had a little dose of throat cancer.
Oh, no. Throat cancer or tongue cancer? Throat?
Well, it was actually the set on my vocal cords.
I'm sorry to hear that, my friend. I had basic tongue cancer, so it's anything with your throat, esophagus, is tongue is a very hard thing.
Yeah, I knew about your being a cancer survivor. In fact, I contacted you when I was first diagnosed a couple of
years ago. I remember us talking. I remember that. So where are you in your treatment plan? Are you finished?
Yeah, well, the radiation, but they claim they got all the cancer, but I don't really trust them. But, you know, the side effects from the radiation is...
The after effects of radiation are really tough on your neck and your throat. And if they've ever scoped you and you've ever looked at your scope, if you think my esophagus is like, it's like it's been burned, and literally it had been burned from the radiation, and so it's all knotted, and it's much smaller than it should be, which is why I choke a lot.
Took all the hide off my neck, and it was like raw hamburger meat.
Yeah, that's what happened to me. It was literally, the skin would fall, come off of my neck, and you were sitting there looking at raw flesh underneath it.
Yeah. Let's talk about something else.
Yeah, you got it. Let's talk about happy things. Sweet Creek Farm Market. No.
Yeah, put me in for that Sweet Creek.
You got to give me your month and day of birth.
I'm 10/24.
You got it.
Thank you. I just was listening to Rodney. I always get a kick out of him. And he's talking about all those people of color. And I graduated Lee High School in 62. And I was taught somewhere in there that black was the absence of color. Have you ever heard that?
I have not. That black is what?
The absence of color.
Of course, absence of light, actually, but go ahead.
I never looked it up or anything, but this is what I was told. Anyway, that's my two cents, and I appreciate you taking my call.
Well, Kim, I appreciate you calling.
Y'all take care.
You have a great day. Okay, let's stay on with the senator from North Carolina talking about the Dems' extreme positions. Imagine that.
It was clear that he was going to single out these four Democrats in the House that he's been going back and forth with for a while, but really heated up in the last few days. Here is Ilhan Omar and the president going there last night.
Representative Omar blamed the United States for the terrorist attacks on our country. Omar minimized the September 11th attacks on our homeland, saying, some people did something. I don't think so. Some people did something.
It was around that same moment she looks down with contempt on the hardworking American, saying that ignorance is pervasive in many parts of this country. And that goes back to the whole deplorable comment. The media seems to be rather focused on the chants in the crowd last night when they said, send her back. You heard that, I'm assuming, and what did you think?
Anytime you get into a crowd like that, you've got a lot of supporters, they're going to say what they want to say. But I think we have to go back to something. It was on your prior segment that Omar has just proposed yesterday. And that is support for sanctions against Israel. And even worse, as she's describing why people should support it, she said it's analogous to the sanctions against Nazi Germany. I can't think of anything more audacious than that statement about the Jewish community in the United States and our great friends and allies in Israel. We've got to shift the attention back to some of the positions that they're taking that are extreme. Now, the media here in Capitol Hill only want to talk about parsing the president's words. I'm not going to answer a question of them unless they come back and talk about the things that actually lit this candle. And it's the extreme positions taken by AOC, Omar, and the so-called gang.
And he's right with that. So this is the senator for North Carolina, and he's up for re-election this year. And he's going to be kind of asked an interesting question about racism and what he heard, how he's going to handle it.
You're running for re-election. This is your home state. And yeah, the people in that arena are being characterized as racist. And you're going to face questions about this. To them, what do you say, Senator?
Well, I refuse to take that bait. This is about people who want to change America. This is about people who have a socialist vision for the United States. What I'm going to talk about is record low unemployment, particularly among minorities and women. I'm going to talk about regulatory burdens being taken off of business. I'm going to talk about a stronger position with China, NATO paying their fair share, and the litany of things that we've accomplished in the time that the president's been in power and Republicans have a majority, and previously in the House and now in the Senate. There are a lot of results out there, and sooner or later, I think this back and forth, people are going to get tired of. They want to talk about results, and I think when they understand what we've done, they're going to elect us back in majorities, and they're going to reelect the president.
I think it's a positive attitude there, but that's the new kind of hook question is that, well, what are you going to do? How are you going to handle the racist, as you heard in the CBS spot, you know, Trump's racist remarks, racist tweets. And I think you can only go to the well so many times. And if everything is racist and the only motivation that somebody has is because they're racist, which I do not believe in. I don't know how you win the BET award and be there with be invited to Maya Angelou's birthday party and be a racist. I don't think those two things coexist. Al Sharpton and Donald Trump used to be fairly good friends until he got an R by his name, and then he became death warmed over. Terrible the way that works out. Okay, so let's go to Devin Nunes on with Sean, and he's got some kind of new things here also. He's talking with Martha McCollin, talking about the Mueller testimony.
With regard to the Mueller hearings, which are scheduled to take place next week, first of all, by the way, do you think they're actually going to happen?
I do. I have a pretty strong confidence level that Mueller's now going to appear. He's had enough time now to get briefed up. They expanded the time he's going to be here, so he's going to do a three-hour hearing and a two-hour hearing, two different committees.
All right. You know, in terms of what you expect in those hearings and what you think Republicans are going to be doing, and you said recently that you believe that Democrats have been back-channeling Robert Mueller in order to sort of give him some ideas about helpful phrases that he could drop during this that might give them the momentum that they need to keep moving forward on the Russia probe.
Yeah, I really expect the worst because Bob Mueller does not have to show up. So he's doing this on his own free will. That tells me the last time he operated on his own free will, everybody forgets. Barr came out with a memo, was very clear about the decision that he had made, and then a few days later, Mueller decided on his own to go out and hold a 9-minute press conference. So I am very concerned, and I think we should expect the worst, because he only has to say a couple things, and the rest of the media, I'm not saying you here at Fox, but 90% of the media will take one little phrase and run with it and try to run towards impeachment.
Okay, that's an important thing that he just said. In other words, Mueller could say, well, I do believe that Donald Trump, in asking Don McGahn to do what he did, was leaning towards obstruction of justice. Now, that would be Mueller's opinion. That would be the Democrats' opinion, but that probably wouldn't be some other people's opinion. Bill Barr kind of point blank said that he didn't think any of those things were leading to that. But that's the that's going to be the catchphrase. And here's the key. Has he been working with any of the Democrats and coming up with their testimony? Because remember, they did that with Cohen. They basically, Nadler met with them time and time again, and they worked on the questions and how to answer the questions specifically. Now Nunes is going to be talking about the Mueller report. This is interesting. He knows this thing at the back of his hand.
If you look at the history of Robert Mueller, he's got a long history in Washington, D.C. He didn't have to do this, as you say. So something is motivating him, or someone is motivating him. Perhaps the people who worked very hard on this project for 2 years, who definitely want, their legacy to be understood in a way that perhaps is more favorable to the findings that they feel were substantial, if not indictable.
The whole report is a joke. And, you know, look, I know there was no collusion and I know there was no obstruction. And so in that sense, it was fine. However, this whole investigation was an obstruction of justice trap. It was a trap. And I hope people understand why. Mueller, when he walked in the door, knew there was no evidence of collusion and conspiracy. And they knew the only thing they had on obstruction of justice was Comey's memos. I mean, Comey illegally leaked those memos to the press, and for what? In order to try to get a special counsel. So, you know, sitting with this investigation open, yeah, which he admitted. Yeah. So sitting with this open for 2 years, to me, I think people should look at this as an obstruction of justice trap. And then, you know, you can go through for the $40 million that we spent on this report. There are so many holes in this report. It was heavy on a rhetoric, and I always say it kind of read like a bad Russian spy novel.
Like a bad Russian spy novel. I like that. Nunes is, you know, of all the people out there, Nunes is one of the few that's seen everything. He knows it from top to bottom. And I can just look at him and know he's sitting there saying, yeah, this is going to come to an end, or this is going to come out somewhere in the future. I don't know when, but you can just tell there's a confidence level that when people see this, they're going to be outraged, because he's used that terminology before. Okay, so now he's going to kind of question the inaccuracies of the Mueller report.
Folks on the other side of the aisle say exactly the opposite. They believe that most people haven't read the report. They think a lot of Republicans haven't read the report. And they believe that this is an opportunity to sort of keep it alive and that once, you know, they ask their questions of Robert Mueller, sort of detailing some of those 10 instances that were laid out in terms of possible obstruction. And then, you know, we who've read it know that when you get through the explanation, it says, but that is not what we found ultimately, it was indeterminable.
Well, believe me, we have went through this line by line, and that is how we know that, especially in the collusion chapter, the collusion volume, he repeats himself. The report repeats itself several times. And one of the concerns that we're going to have is that you know, we expect someone who spent all this money to be able to answer the underlying questions to what built that collusion document. Because remember, they had crazy things in that document. I'll just give you one quick one. That somehow the Republican Party tried to weaken its platform. That was a conspiracy theory. It's been debunked. There's no evidence for that. Why was it even in Mueller's report? And on the same hand, they don't even look at Glenn Simpson and Fusion GPS, who were behind, you know, this infamous Trump Tower meeting that was held. It was like an 18-minute meeting with a Russian lawyer. Guess what? She was meeting the day of, the day before, the day after with who? Glenn Simpson from Fusion GPS. I mean, these are questions that Mueller needs to answer.
And that's something I've always said, is that why is it Russian collusion if she meets with Donald Trump, but it's not collusion with a Russian if she is meeting with Fusion GPS, an arm, basically the research arm for the Clinton campaign, the dirty tricks arm. And that just has never made sense to me. And I hope, you know, it's going to be interesting to see whether Mueller has been working with Nadler and Company here, and also Schiff, because he's doing both of those in one day. I think now they expanded to 3 hours each. So let's finish up the last portion here of Nunes, and it's going to be talking about Mueller's responses.
Tell me how you think that will go. So Republican asks basically the question that you just asked. What do you expect Robert Mueller is going to say? That wasn't my mandate, that wasn't what we're doing, there are other investigations that are doing that. I mean, isn't that likely what he'll say?
I think the American people need to know, look, if we're worried about his mandate originally was to look whether or not there was any Russian involvement in the elections. Now, if you looked at the Trump Tower meeting, wouldn't you want to know who the Russian lawyer, what other Americans that Russian lawyer was meeting with? Like, why did that Russian lawyer just decide to go to the Trump Tower meeting? I mean, those are basic questions that we would expect an investigator to ask. And my guess is he's either not going to answer or they didn't interview Fusion GPS, which would be really bad.
That would be really bad. News just in that U.S. Navy has shut down an Iranian drone in the Strait of Hormuz. Let's go to a break. Let's reload. We're going to be back right after this.
To the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad. Running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures, I mean everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box stores, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Okay, guys, final segment for the day. Then we're out of here and then get ready for the TGIF edition of the Dan Morris Show tomorrow. I'm looking forward to that. We'll be doing the drawing for the weekly farm market gift basket. That's always a big deal. That's open to any caller, by the way. Hey, Bill Bennett was on America's Newsroom this morning. I like Bill Bennett. He does this this thing on Fox Nation called Wise Guys, and it's really good, where he sits around a table. They will have like coffee or a glass of wine or be eating a nice meal, and they'll just be talking about different things and looking at it from political and social avenues. And I like listening to smart people thinking through different things. And Bennett's a smart guy. I remember him in Washington. Very highly respected, except for his brother. His brother was Bill Clinton's attorney. Did you know that?
I did not know that. Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Very little known fact. He was an item in Washington, D.C., by the way, back during my day. Okay, so let's listen to Bill Bennett. He's going to be kind of summing up what's happening out there. We may have to do stop and go on this.
A vote for any Democrat in 2020 is a vote for the rise of radical socialism and the destruction of the American dream. Frankly, the destruction of our country. They want to demolish our Constitution, weaken our military, eliminate the values that built this magnificent country.
President Trump last night slamming Democrats as socialists. This as, of course, the left labels him a racist. The dueling accusations expected to become a very familiar refrain in 2020. Just the beginning. Let's bring in Dr. Bill Bennett. He's the former education secretary and host of Wise Guys on Fox Nation and a Fox contributor. Nice to see you this morning.
Thanks, Heather.
So what
Thanks.
Was your overall take from last night?
Well, my first question was, where do we go from here? We're 15 months away. What is the escalation going to look like if it escalates? We're definitely in campaign mode for 2020. Look, I think the president has playing a very good hand. I would prefer him to depersonalize this and talk about policy, because I think he keeps the base and expands the base by talking about the policies of these four. The squad, as they're called, but also the policies of the leading candidates for the nomination on the Democrat side. Meanwhile, by personalizing, you know, the stuff that the Democrats and a lot of people are upset about, creates a certain kind of cognitive dissonance. People are saying, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. Why is he saying that? Stick to the policy. It's very left. It's very much clearly defined and very much embraced by those Democrats. Plus, the other thing is his record. He hit his record last night, but incomplete. I would tell him to say more. I would tell him to say one has tried to keep more promises as a president than I have. So.
He really did highlight his the accomplishments, and he really enumerated those. But the other thing he did is he spent so much time attacking the squad and let me tell you, the crowd was digging it. The crowd was really digging it. But, you know, it was kind of hot in there. It seemed long and kind of overdone. I think if he really highlights his accomplishments and then talks about America pride and freedom and the, you know, patriotic, I think he's got the combination there. I think it's the, you know, God and Chevrolet type stuff. Let's continue on.
Sorry, go ahead.
Say more. Just continue with that. What's the list?
Well, look,
or what's the emphasis?
The list is, of course, the taxes and the economy, tremendous. And he hit the unemployment numbers for the different groups. Second, building of the defense, and he hit that. Talk about Veterans Affairs and what he's done for the veterans, more choice. Talk about the right to try drugs that people can do now that they couldn't do before. Talk about the NATO funding, how he's built that up. Talk about his efforts at the border to get that wall, and indeed some success there working with Mexico. Talk about confronting China, after all, on its ways of dealing. There's so much to say. He has worked on so many fronts. He's indefatigable in terms of his energy. Talk about those things. And, again, highlight not just what the squad is saying, but what, you know, what Sanders and Warren and Kamala Harris and to some extent Biden are saying about their policies. Consider what they are,
but
Bill.
Based on that answer,
that really is true. I think his strategy has been make the squad the issue, and what he needs to be doing is making the squad's philosophy the issue, and it's poured out into Bernie Sanders, who's dropping like a rock in the polls, by the way.
I believe it.
He's number four now in New Hampshire, one that just came out. That ain't good. That would be a kiss of death. And he's blaming the media on it.
Yeah, but I think a lot of younger people with more energy, and not even that much younger than Bernie, have essentially co-opted his ideas. He can claim to be the godfather of this new progressive movement, but they've taken his ideas and they're presenting them in a more effective way than
him. You're talking about, like, Mayor Pete?
But I think Elizabeth Warren, even, is out-Bernie-ing Bernie in many ways.
Well, she says, I'm a capitalist, and then she talks socialist ideas.
Yeah, sure. The irony is you'll end up, you know, you're going to take on the corporate class. I'm sure you are, Liz. No, what you're going to do is create a new symbiotic relationship between the federal government and the corporate class. It's a joke.
Liz, we don't have enough time.
We have about a minute here.
Okay, let's try to get a sneak in a minute's worth.
Please consider what they are,
but
Bill.
Based on that answer, he left a lot on the table, in your view.
Yeah, he could have said more about it, and that's what I'd urge, because these are good things. These are positive things. Tom Friedman, a New York Times op-ed. I don't often quote him.
This is good.
But he said, he wrote yesterday. This got lost in last night's flurry and hurricane. Of words was, you know, he's talking to a lot of Democrats who say Trump's going to be reelected. And when he asks them why, they say, well, our candidates are for things like getting rid of private health insurance. They all put up their hand. If you jump the border, it's not illegal. Mm-hmm. And if you jump the border, it's not illegal, and we'll give you health benefits. I can't support that. Just keep underscoring those things. Keep your eye on the ball, the main theme, and get rid of the personal stuff. I'm with Lindsey Graham on that.
That makes sense.
Joey, I want to thank you for a great show, my friend.
Good show, dude.
You know what tomorrow is? TGIF edition of the Dan Morris Show. Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock, and I keep doing it until I get it right. Greg Budell the Great, he's next. Adios.